We're going to be learning Sif Yud Daled tonight in Siman Tov Resh Chof Tes. And Sif Yud Daled is very, very important when it comes to the discussion of the bamboo schach, the common, conventional, because we're going to see that there is a potential shail over here. But let's address in the following way. Before we start, if you doubt it, I just want to explain one concept again. We've discussed it over the previous shiurim. The concept of Taseh V'lo Mina Osui. What is it exactly? Because we need to know it for Sifu Dalet. The concept of Taseh V'lo Mina Osui is a psul in sukkah, which is the following. That if a person, when a person makes a sukkah, he has to make the schach. He has to positively do and create and make the schach. If the schach is formed by itself, if it happens by itself, the schach happens by itself, then the schach is a posel schach. It's not a good schach. That's the concept of taseh veloy mina osui. Taseh, you have to do it. Veloy and not mina osui from the automatically made. We've come up with various scenarios. For instance, just one example that we covered previously is that you had a tree and the leaves which are still connected, which are posel schach. And you take the leaves and you put it on the sukkah roof. It's still connected, and then you cut it. So whilst it was on the schach, it was actually posel. And then now you cut it. So it's taseh v'lo mina osui because you never made. It was formed. The schach was there automatically. You have to, and it's not. You didn't create the schach, but it was there automatically. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's the concept of taseh v'lo mina osui. You have to make this. You have to create the schach, and it shouldn't happen on its own. Okay, the reason why I'm saying this is because we need to know it for Sif Yud Daled. Okay, Sif Yud Daled is based on a concept which is called Gzeiras Chavile. Not based, it is teaching us the Gzeira of Gzeiras Chavile, what's called Gzeiras Chavile, which is the following. I want to say it. It's actually Sif Tezvav. We need to see Sif Yud Daled first. Let's just do Sif Yud Daled, and then we're going to get to the Gzeiras Chavile and Sif Tezvav. Okay, let's see Sif Yud Daled. Yesh Dvorim, it's the third line. Yesh Dvorim she'osu chachomim lesachich bohem lechatchile. There are things that chachomim asked, they forbade to use as schach lechatchile. And what is it? It's additional schach which is no good. Vehem mine asovim, there are any green, any leaves, any branches, she'enum roim la'achile, which are not edible, ve'enum mekablim tuma, and they're not mekablim tuma. So what's the problem with them? Ve'reichom ra, repulsive smell. They don't smell good. So we're now learning that if you've got schach, which is perfect schach really, but there's one problem with them. Reichom ra, they smell, they have no good smell. That is no good. Oy she'noishim alein, or different, that their leaves actually drop, the leaves are falling. Either it smells or the leaves are falling. You can't use the aschach. Why? The chashinon shemo mitoch shereichon ra. We are concerned that maybe because it smells badly, or because the leaves keep falling down in his soup, yetzem in asuk is going to get fed up and he's going to go into his house. So now we're learning an issa that a sukkah which you mustn't make a schach which is either a repulsive smell or there's leaves coming down. So the Mishneh Busif Kotn Lamed Ches is teaching us the following. Do you think it's going to be also lechatchile and bedieved, or just lechatchile? What do you think if you have made a sukkah like that? What's going to be the halacha? You ever made a sukkah and it really smells, but you only realize once it's up, it's really. Erev Yom Tov, you realize, oh, it really smells bad, those leaves are off. Do you have to take it all down, or can you just keep it like that already? Good, very good. You're saying it's mitzvah.
So I guess it's a question of what. I know, because I always wanted to use a sukkah, and a colleague of mine said, look, it's raining, and even if you don't want to say your mitzvah, the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah now. So
right. We're going to get to that point. We'll see if your colleague was right or not. We'll get to that in Tov Hoshlam Ates and Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah. Okay, so it's a valid point. But let's see what Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah says, "V'im ova v'sichech bohen lametches." And if you did do a schach, and you did a schach like kshir olei sheba, you know what? If you have done it, you can sit and it's kosher to sit. It doesn't become a posel a sukkah. It doesn't become a sukkah which is posel. Just don't do a sukkah which smells. Don't do it. But if you've done it, it's okay. והיינו אף שיש להם שכח אחרי אינו מחויב לסחר מחודש. אם נפקעת איפה שכח, you don't have to now change and do everything, redo the whole thing. You can keep it there if you did it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, אם היה ריח רע, if it's really particularly repulsive, כל כך שאין דעת אדם סבלתו, that you really can't take it. If it's really extremely bad, at lower level, it's really, you can't take that smell. As soon as you walk in, you say, oh no. Then, yesh loyma, the posel min ha-Torah, then it's actually posel min ha-Torah, that's exactly what you are saying. Then it's posel min ha-Torah, debuin on teshuva kein toduro, because it's lacking in teshuva kein toduro. So we're learning at two levels. If it's just a little bit not good, so lechatchila don't do that, but yeah, but it's okay. But if it's really, really bad, then it's actually posel min ha-Torah. There's a shaila, which I saw, which the post can discuss, and I wonder what you think about it. I've got a brother-in-law who has got some problem with the sinus. He can hardly smell anything. He's very, very weak. He can't smell anything. He's got a problem with the sinus, and he's otherwise very healthy, but he can't smell anything. I know that when he makes Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, he can't make the broch himself. Somebody has to smell. He really can't smell very much. So the question would be, if a person like that, my brother-in-law, just made a schach, and somebody tells him, you know, this sukkah smells bad. He didn't notice that it smelled bad because he just can't smell anything. Is that a problem for him or not? Not a problem.
I'm saying not a problem here, but it's got a problem for everyone.
It's a problem for that. You're right.
So he's not just making it for himself.
Right. So it should be, yeah.
With this, there's a nappy in the room that's got a bad smell and a person can't smell it. So would he still be not allowed to make brachas? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's slightly different. It's slightly different. Slightly different halachas, which we can't discuss now. Slightly different halachas. Okay, slightly different halachas. Interesting shaila. Very interesting shaila. But it's a different, we're going to learn in Chedek Aleph and Mitzvah Shem. Yeah.
It seems according to what the Mishnah Berurah says, it goes according to Das Odom, so it goes after the Vodah. And if he's an exception, that doesn't matter.
Right. So it's still...
Everyone else wouldn't like it. Yeah.
So that's very interesting because the poskim are quoted of saying that if he can't smell and he's the one actually using the sukkah, it's fine. The poskim are matir. The poskim say that if he's the one using the sukkah and he can't smell it, it's fine. It's fine. That's what the poskim say. Right, okay. That leads us to see if Tesvov, which I've introduced a little bit beforehand, which is Xeris Chavila. Xeris Chavila is really, really, really important if we discuss the bamboo schachs. And let me just explain the introduction a little bit beforehand. In the times of the Mishnah and of the Gemara, there was people would take reeds and they would be a little bit wet and they used to dry them. And where did they dry them? On the roof, of course. They used to spread them on the roof to dry them. Makes sense. Okay. Now, imagine what would happen if the following would happen. Person takes reed or bamboo or hay or whatever it may be, and he puts it on the roof just a couple of days before Sukkot. He's got a shed, and he puts it on the roof to dry. He puts it on the roof to dry. And then, just one erev Sukkot, he realizes, you know what? Save him from the whole schlep of making a schach. He changed his mind. You know what? Let me use it for schach. Save me from the whole hassle. Is that good or not good?
No good.
No good. Why?
We have a concept that we learned earlier.
Very good. That's right. The answer is, it's no good because Tasev Elohim also. He didn't make the schach for schach purpose. He put the reeds there, the bamboo there, the hay there, whatever he put enough for schach purpose. He put it there to dry. And then he changed his mind and he made it into a schach. Well, that's called Tasev Elohim Asui. That's a problem. Because he didn't, if you want, in Loshna Poskim, the schach got created on its own. It's just by me changing my mind that the schach became a schach. Before that, it's a sort of Tasev Elohim Asui. That's clear. So the Chachamim were concerned about that because it was a very common thing. Chazal were really concerned because people used to bring their reed and their straw and their thing and used to put it on the roof. It was a very common thing. So Chachamim were really concerned about it. And they made the Gzeira. They said, you know what? Whenever you're taking a bundle of something which could be a schach, if you're taking a bundle of something, forget it. You can't make that into a schach. It's a posel schach. If you're taking bundles of something and you're using that as schach, you can't use that as schach. Why? Because maybe you change your mind and there would be a problem of tasev lamin also. So bundles are always also. bundles, you made a chavila, bundle of reed, of straw, of bamboo, and they are attached to each other because that's the way they would normally carry. They would normally count as a bundle. If you take a bundle, you might run into trouble because you're taking a bundle and you might end up using a schach and tasev lo also. You're going to run it. So a gzer of tasev lo also is gzer is chavila. Any bundle is also a schach.
Even if you bundle it up to use a schach.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
Why would that have been a problem? Because you say shloshim yom lifnei achag. Any tzrif we make is automatically with the kavara being for sukkahs.
Good question. Good question. But even if you're making a shed, but this is gzeiras chavila because we are concerned that not everything you do business related is going to be for the sake of sukkahs. So over here, you're just taking the reeds, you're just putting them on the roof just for to dry them. So why would I assume they're making for tzchach?
You'd have to have a kavana that it wasn't for sukkahs in order
to because it's going to be within. Yeah, otherwise it would be also. Yeah, I have to think about it. It's a good point. Yeah, if you're asking this way, yeah, good point. Yeah. Okay, let's see. It's a very good point. I have to think about this. Let's see if Tezvov. So let's see Tezvov and see this inside. It's also to make a schach out of a bundle, says the Mechaber. Why? Mipnei because shepa'amim, sometimes, occasionally, odo menia chavilosa al gag, a person would put his bundle on the roof, hasuka, over here it means shed, leyapsha, to dry it. Ve'achakach, and after that, nimlach oleo leshem sukkah. He changes mind and he wants to use it for his sukkah. The oyster sukkah and that sukkah psul is posul. Why? Misham tasev lemin also because of the concept of tasev lemin also bepisul, which makes it posul. Therefore, gozru al kach chavila otuzois, and therefore any chavila, any bundle is forbidden. You can use any bundle as a schach. Vekaven shemipnei ze osu, and since they asked it for that particular purpose, lo hutzichu lesoy, they did not need to forbid elo bechavilo shederech leapsh, only something which you normally, only items which you normally dry. Ve'ein te bepochas mechofei konim, only if you've got 25 sticks, that's normally the amount that you'd normally dry. If you've got one or two, you wouldn't normally dry them. It's not called a bundle. If you come home with one or two bamboo sticks from the, you're not going to start drying them on the roof. You're not going to go up the ladder and put it on the roof. So the rule is, if you've got 25, that's considered a bundle. That's a bundle. That's when you're going to start drying them. If it's less than that, you don't bother. Hilkach kol chavilish v'pchusim chofei ikonim mutar lesechbo. If you've got a bundle less than 25, you're allowed to use aschach. V'im chofei ikonim o yoyser aboy megeza echot. If they grew together, you've got 25. Sticks that branches that grew together, v'koshon beroisham asheni, and they were tied on the other side. Enu nikres chavilo kiven shikaron echot. So what he's teaching us now: if you've got 25 sticks that grew together, even if you're tying them, it doesn't matter since they grew together. It's considered one and not 25. However, im ogad imoim kona echot. If you added a 26 to that, v'yesh bein shneim chofei, and if got all together 25 plus one, have a chavila. That's going to be considered a chavila. Okay, and then let me just finish this off the Rama. Haga says the Rama, v'kol chavilu she'eino kshura, if you've got a bundle that is not tied, mishnei roshe from two sides, she'choyin letal telbo that you cannot carry, eino chavilu, is not considered a chavilu at all, v'muta le'sachich bo, and you can use it as schach. Okay, that leads us to the question, which is the very straightforward question, what about our bamboo mats? Our bamboo schach. They are clearly more than 25. They are tied. Why are they not included in the gzeiras chavila? Why are they not included in gzeiras chavila? Again, you've got 25 bamboo sticks or more. They are tied together. Chachamim said, anything, that's what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, the gzeiras chavila, any bundle that is connected is also, if it's as long as it's got more than 25 sticks, is also from Gzeres Chavila. It's an Isra Bon. And let me tell you something. This is the most serious out of all the court going to come across. I think one more potential issue with regards to this Schach. And I think that's the most, that's definitely the most serious question to them. Why is it not including Gzeres Chavila? Now we're going to know the answer is certainly going to be that it's fine. And what's the proof of that? Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's down to why is it okay? We know for sure that they're going to be okay because what's the proof that it's okay? Because everybody uses it. And I want to say it's not a joke what I'm saying because I want to tell you two things about that. One thing is I heard from somebody approached on Rav Breisch, who was the old Rav in Zurich, and he wanted to ask the tuna. Did I share with you this story once? The tuna metal, what are they called? The tuna tins. Yeah, the tuna tins. Somebody wants to ask them on Shabbos. You can't open them on Shabbos. We went to the Rav Chelkas Yankov, was one of the poskim, one of the great, great poskim of the post-war year of post-war Europe. Really a great poskim. It was a very, very great poskim. And somebody went up to it and said, I don't think you can open them on Shabbos. You know, the metal, I don't know exactly how they looked like in the 1950s, 1960s, but that's what we're talking about. You can't open them. So he answered them, and that's what he answered him. And I heard this from, he answered him, I can tell you for sure it's mutter to use it. It's definitely, definitely okay to use it. And I'll tell you why, because that's what always done. That's what always was always done. So it's definitely okay to do it. The question is only why? I'm going to tell you why. And he wrote the tshuva with seven reasons why it's okay to do it. But the approach was that if it's done, if everybody does it, it's definitely okay. It's definitely okay. And I'll tell you more than that, that Reb Shlomo Zalman had a schach, he used a certain type of schach, which is very common in Yerushalayim. And one of his grandsons, one of his family members, wanted to be machmir on the schach. He wanted to use a different type of schach. Reb Shlomo Zalman noticed that. Reb Shlomo Zalman, with his incredible wisdom, he went up to that family member and he said, I want to tell you something. I understand that you are changing the schach because of a certain chumrah. I understand that's where you come from. Now I'm going to tell you something. What you're doing is wrong. If that's the schach that's been nohug, it's been the custom in Yerushalayim, not only for this though, for previous generations as well, then it's a chutzpah. So that's what he said. It's a chutzpah to change that. You can't make yourself better than anybody else. Don't make yourself better. Don't make yourself better. If that's always done, then you don't change that. Don't make yourself better than anybody else. Don't show that your schach is a better schach than anybody else. Don't. If you want to do a chumrah, then do it quietly behind closed shutters and curtains. You can do chumrahs. But if it's a public thing like doing a schach, a different type of schach than anybody else, that's not right. And Shlomo Zalman was very upset about it. It didn't let him do it. So having said that, it's definitely clear that it's okay. But the question is, why is it okay? Because based on Seif Tezvav, it seems to be awesome. And the truth is, if you look in the Mishnah, you're not going to see any clues why it should be okay. So why is it okay? Yes?
Number one, all the reeds were dry before they got tied together. So it wasn't a chavilah for Yavasha. It was just made to be a mat. And number two, they're not all tied together so that they're all rolled up. They're tied one to the other. So it's impossible to carry them unless you roll them up. And when they're unrolled, they're essentially untied. So the Ramah wanted to be able to... He said if you can't carry them all in one go, then that's quite untied.
Okay.
So you've got two reasons, number one.
Okay, so first reason, let me just think about that. The first reason that you said is that because they're dry...
Before you even...
Yeah, but that itself needs to be understood what you're saying, because the Gzeiras Chavira was not necessarily made on wet or moist items. Even if it's bone dry, the Gzeiras Chavira still applies. Okay? We see that the poskim don't make a difference. Even if it's even if it's bone dry, Gzeiras Chavira applies. Yeah, but what's the other reason that you said?
Because they're not all tied together. And so what's the remark?
Okay. Right, because it's...
So you can't carry it.
You can't carry it. Good, okay, so that leads us to something very similar, which I think is very similar to that, is going to be the key answer, the key to the answer, very similar to that, very, very close. Yeah, what did you want to say?
Maybe it's not possible.
Maybe because it's...
It's made for the
schach. Oh, that's also very interesting, because it's made specifically for schach. It's made purposely for schach. That's close as well. That's
so... People from the bedding going to Africa to check it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. That's, yeah. Okay, okay, good. So the emphasis is...
And also you need to add some extra, your own schach on top of those mats. That's what we do.
You don't need to, really. It's nice to. It's very nice to, but you don't need to.
But then you mishtate.
Right. Okay, you're adding to it. You're adding a. Okay, you don't really halachically don't really need to do it. It's nice to, but you don't need to do it. It's very nice. It's very nice. But you're adding to. Okay, so the key to be matter this and to allow it lechatchila, and really it is mutter lechatchila. Yeah, to say that very clearly, it's perfectly mutter lechatchila. All the poskim, even the most stringent poskim, they'll all agree that it's perfectly okay to do that. And the reason for that is based on one of the Rishonim, who says that, I think that's very close to what you are saying, is that because the chavilis that were made in those days, they were not something which was, how long, why were they bound together? Why was he made into a bundle? To carry it. So it was not something which was meant to stay long term as a bundle. Right? Eventually you spread, eventually you separate them, they don't stay as a bundle for good. That was not the intention. So the Riyaz says that anything which is going to be staying, it's intended to stay connected for good, and that's not including Gzeres Chavila. So that's something which has to, because it's something which you intend to keep it. Once it tears, you've had it basically, right? Right. So you say that it's something that is meant to stay for good, connected. It's not just for the carrying. It's not just for the transport. It's meant to be connected for good, and that's not including the Gzeres Chavila, and that's why it's permitted. However, I do want to point out one thing. Does anybody know the bundles of, if you buy green, you know, not the bamboo schach, but the green, the leaves, yeah? The branches? Okay. When you buy them, how do you buy them? When you buy five, how do you buy them? By the bundles. They're tied.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens? Imagine the following. Imagine somebody's buying a bundle of, how do they come in? Five and ten? So then how do they come, yeah? So they come in somebody and he forgets to cut it, or he's lazy, he doesn't want to cut it off.
Less than
25. Very good. Very, very good. It's less than 25. Imagine you buy a big bulk of them. Yeah? It's going to be a problem. That's going to be also a Zeres Chavila. Yeah? But you're right. If it's less than five,
it's
going to be...
only tied on one end and not on both ends.
Correct. You're right. It could be that it's not tied in a way that it's true. But I assume that it's normally... Yeah, but you're right. If it's not tied that way, it would be true as well. Yeah. Yeah, just a thought. About. Yeah. Okay, so that's with regards to Gzeres Chavila. And Gzeres Chavila, I must say that Gzeres Chavila is something which all the poskim, every now and again, this topic comes up. Every now and then, people start going, they used to go to Rav Eliashiv every 2 years again, and try to find, why Gzeres Chavila might yes apply to them. But Lamaisa, it's perfect. It's perfectly okay. Okay. Save Tezayin. Save Tezayin. Chavila she'ein koshim oiso alele machon b'minyan. That's interesting as well. A chavila bundle which is not connected alele machon b'minyan. The only reason why it's tied together and bound together is in order to have a certain, to have a figure, to have an amount of them, that they are sold like 5 or 10 or 20 or 50 together. And umiyat kshikten, and immediately when it's going to be sold, hakoyni atirenu, it's going to be released, it's going to be opened up, and a chavila is not considered a chavila at all. So we're learning now something which is not permanent, but it's just for selling, that's also okay, that's not including the gzeres chavila. It's not including gzeres chavila at all. Right. It is, but it's not a contradiction. He's saying that if it's for sale, that's also going to be okay. But over here, you don't have in the Mishnah Berurah. You will not find a reason why our mats are okay. I must say, however, you're actually reminding me that there's a proof that it's going to be okay from a sif that we learned earlier. We learned the sif of Machzeles. Sivov was Machzeles, the mat, and we learned over there that's the first time you address the shaila of the bamboo schach, and Machzeles is the mat which is made out of bamboo. And over there, the discussion is how big it is. Do you remember Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah? So you have over here evidence from Mechaber that a mat is okay. So the question is, how are those mats made? It's obviously also something very, very similar to our mats, and we see over there. So you've got evidence from Sivov that the Machzeles is okay, right? The question is only why. Yeah. I want to point out Sif Kotten Mem in Mishneh Berurah, which says the following. The Mishneh Berurah points out that the Shulchan Aruch's Loshon seems to be a little bit misleading. Because Sif Yud Dalet, we learned that it's not also b'di'evet, right? We learned that if somebody makes a sukkah, which has got a repulsive smell, it's you're not meant to do it, but if you are sitting in such a sukkah, you're to the mitzvah. But over here he says, it's different. After kama v'chein, although it says the lashon of v'chein, which means additionally, or also, hainu, it means, k'shem tahi in yonah desif yudalet osu chachomim. Gamze osu chachomim. It means that they're both isurim d'rabonon. Avon mikon makom, says the mushma. Nevertheless, hoche chamire yoysa. This is much more stringent over here. Da'afilu, b'di'evet osu. Gzeres chavile is also even b'di'evet. If somebody did use a bundle, it's also b'di'evet even. V'lo yidome le'si'if yudal, and it's not comparable to the earlier si'if of the repulsive smell. And it would be also b'di'evet, unlike si'if yudal. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. V'yeh gzeres chavile. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're not going to start gzeres tikro tonight. We're going to do that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Okay.